Iran can get themselves on a very good footing if they make a deal. They can make themselves into a strong nation again, a wonderful nation again. They have incredible people.
He is the final decision maker, and he makes decisions in the best interest of the United States of America. And he doesn't care about the political consequence. He doesn't care about what he knows the fake news media will write.
You're saying that you need at least the prospects for a signed deal today and tomorrow, or else you would resume bombing Iran.
Well, I expect to be bombing because I think that's a better attitude to go in with.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care.
It's Howie Carr.
Still not sure whether Sheila Trefilis hyphen McCormick is going to be able to keep her, or is able to collect her pension. She's looking at 53 years in prison, by the way, for her 25 violations related to the alleged theft of $5 million in COVID relief funds. She got a lot of money from the COVID hoax. So members of Congress generally retain their pension benefits unless convicted of specific felonies related to their official duties. That's the same thing as with cops in Massachusetts. To qualify for a pension, a member must complete at least 5 years of service. She doesn't have 5 years, okay? We can agree on that. She was first elected in the special election 4 years and 2 months ago, right? But she could meet the threshold by combining her congressional tenure with any other prior federal service. But I think she had hack jobs in New York City. I'm not sure she has any other prior federal service. Let's see. As a former member not expelled, she is entitled to several traditional courtesies and privileges. I'm not going to mention you that the 401k type stuff that she's got, thrift save, et cetera, et cetera. But former members generally have access to the House floor, provided they are not acting as a registered lobbyist or representing a party to influence pending legislation. She may use the congressional gym for a fee. As she's Haitian, she'll have an EBT card. And has access to House dining rooms and parking facilities. How about this? She may use the franking. That means taxpayers pay for the mail for up to 90 days after leaving office. She's put out a release to everybody. I'm not guilty. I don't care what they say. I don't care. Pay no attention to what I plead in the court, in the federal court in West Palm. I'm not guilty. Their frame, it's a racist frame because I'm a Haitian. How about that? She could send one of those letters out every day. Like other federal retirees, former members who were enrolled in the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program for at least 5 years, I don't think she makes that cutoff either, can continue their coverage in retirement by paying a portion of the premiums. Or being a Haitian, she can just go on to flat-out Medicaid. That's what you'd probably do. Just go on to Medicaid. 844-500-4242. At least she's gone. That's the... Thank God and Greyhound she's gone, as the old country song goes. 844. Now Nancy Mace is trying to throw out, what's his name, Corey Mills, the Republican from Florida, claiming stolen valor, domestic abuse, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I'm sure he's very bad, but compared to Gonzales, Swalwell, and Trefilis hyphen McCormick, he seems like kind of a misdemeanant, as they say. Maybe I'm wrong. 844-500-4242, 781. For starters, we need to do away with pensions for politicians, for senators and congressmen. Does that come from federal taxes or the states they represent? It comes from federal taxes, I'm pretty sure. It should come from taxpayers of the states that they represent. I don't know about that. How about we just abolish? I think it'd be easier just to abolish the pensions. You know, in the old days, it was considered a, you know, a form of, I mean, a real public service. People would go down to Washington. You'd have to ride down on trains, or even before trains, you'd have to ride in wagons. You think it was fun to go down to Washington? I mean, people spent like two terms in Congress, and they'd say, "Ooh, I've had enough. I've done my part. Jack, Mayor Jack, you take over. You know, your turn." That's the way it worked, and it would be good if we could go back to that, so that it wasn't a lifetime thing. Even in places like Massachusetts, and as far back as recently as the 60s, I should say, you had a guy, David Bartley, who was elected speaker after he only had served, I don't know, 6 years, something like that. This is in the Massachusetts House. People moved up very fast in the old days because, again, there was a high turnover. There was none of this crap like, Schumer being in there for his entire life, or Ted Kennedy or Robert Byrd. 844-500-4242-781. This COVID relief fraud is just as bad as the honor system. What could go wrong? I was just doing my column for tomorrow about, you know, saying, you know, they've just bagged a bunch of Americans, by the way, for welfare fraud, Social Security fraud. And you know, usually they're grabbing illegal aliens, mostly, not always, but mostly illegal aliens for various kinds of welfare fraud, drug dealing, COVID fraud even. And this guy that was stealing Social Security benefits for a dead relative, the guy had died in 2019. The relative had died in 2019. This guy's from Lynn. He must have picked it up from his illegal alien neighbors. Berdillis is his name. Or it was his brother. And the brother died in 2019. And a year later, he puts in for payments, for COVID relief payments for his dead brother. Wow. Talk about chutzpah, you know? 844-500-4... I'll bet a trillion... We'll never know for sure. But I'll bet $1 trillion was stolen in the COVID fraud schemes. All the different programs that they had, PPP, PUA, EIDL, all of them. 844-500-4242-617, you're wrong about Mills. He's one of McCain's crews and an arms dealer, etc. Lots of bad print on him if you want to get in depth. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was just hearing about the bottle bill in Connecticut, and I go pick up my kids down there, and I just bought a case of water and spent over $3.50 on the deposit. So now you're saying I can't return those bottles, or I'm going to get fined $500. So they're already soaking me for that $3.50.
Well, maybe you can sell them to a bootleg bottle distributor, and he can give you 7.5 cents per bottle, and you know you can, and then that way you can cut your losses. If you deal with a middleman from the Nutmeg State, I mean, how absurd is this, Stephen? And you know they apparently just enacted the 10 cent deposit per bottle per can law on spec that the other states would then be forced to raise their deposit rates to 10 cents, whereas instead, obviously, the states of New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island have decided, hey, this is a good way for our residents to make some extra dough at the expense of people in Connecticut, Stephen, right?
Yeah. And it's beyond that. I got a half gallon of orange juice and they charge 10 cents on that.
You're kidding. Orange juice? See, that's the thing. They've tried to do that in Massachusetts. Remember, in Massachusetts, they used to say, you know, it's not good that everybody's drinking so much carbonated soda, not to mention beer, so you should switch over to water. So everybody made a rational decision. You know what? It's better to drink water than it is to drink carbonated drinks. So we're going to switch to water. So then all the people that were getting rich off of the unreturned deposits suddenly said, hey, we're getting less and less money for our hack friends, for our junkets, for our pensions. So we're going to put a deposit on the water bottles. And they tried to do that. They tried to do that. So far, they haven't succeeded, but it's only a matter of time. Thanks for the call. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call once again. You know, Howie, it's amazing. I turned on C-SPAN this morning before I left for work, and on there, these idiots, this Ted Lieu from California.
Yes. Right.
This little freaky monkey, I call him. Him and Aguilar.
Don't call him that. You'll get me into trouble. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, all they're doing is churching up the TDS, the Trump Derangement Syndrome, trashing Trump. The amazing part was when Walz went over. Walz and Murphy, that idiot Murphy from Connecticut. What the hell are they doing? They're clear over in Spain trashing Trump. These people are really hurting for a re-election. And you know what? I hope the hell they lose. Every damn one of them.
I hope so, too. But, you know, tonight it's looking bad in Connecticut, in Virginia. You know, what they're trying to do? They're trying to save democracy by destroying it in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's basically a semi-still purple state. They have six Democrats, five Republicans in the congressional delegation. They want to gerrymander it to 10 Democrats and one Republican. So it's going to be like New England. It's going to be, well, they got one. New England doesn't even have one out of 21. But, you know, they are extremely unpopular, the Democrats, yet they still think that by ginning up a Trump derangement syndrome with what's left of regime-controlled media, they can slide back in. I hope they're wrong. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys. MagnumMoving.com, MagnumMoving.com. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what about Governor Mari Healey's administration makes you most angry? State police corruption, illegal alien welfare fraud, hack corruption, Plazagate, Lamar Cook, etc., highest utility rates in the U.S., no legislative audit, or Dunkin' Donuts pandering?
I'm voting for illegal alien welfare fraud. And people are saying, what about the SNAP fraud on Blue Hill Avenue? That's illegal alien welfare fraud. And what about the Healy hotels? To me, that's all in the same general overview. You know, $4 billion for the foreign freeloader flop houses. It's all the same thing. That's what I'm voting for.
Illegal alien. 70% of the audience is with you. Now, yeah.
Wow.
14% for highest utility rates in the U.S., 9% for no legislative audit, 3% for police corruption and hack corruption, and 1% for Dunkin' Donuts pandering.
I just threw that one in. It's not a biggie, but it still kind of bugs me. Doesn't it, you?
Yeah, it's cringe, as the kids say. Yeah. Very cringe. Yeah.
And she really thinks that, you know, we're that dumb. Then we're going to say, oh, well, she's really screwing us in every way, but, you know, she eats a munchkin like I eat a munchkin. I only eat a munchkin because there's no honeydew in the area. where I am myself. I mean, again, I don't turn it down at Dunkin', but I'm not gonna go out of my way for it either. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. We have to get rid of districts and make all representatives at large. That would be good. There'd be at least a couple of Republicans in Massachusetts. There'd probably be at least seven or eight, maybe more, in all of New England out of 21. That might be, it might, maybe that's the way to go. Jungle primaries, just like California. It's driving the Democrats crazy out there because you could end up with, you're probably going to end up with one, maybe even two Republicans come out of the jungle primary, so-called. Because it's just the top two finishers, whatever party. It's like a nonpartisan municipal election. 844-500-4242. It's a matter of fact, these wind farms will have to be taken down in the next maybe 10 years. The cost will be picked up 100% by the taxpayers of Massachusetts. Thanks, Moron Healy. Yeah, that goes with the highest utility rates. You know, I mean, we don't have room to break these things out. But the wind farms, the solar nonsense, it all is part of the highest utility rates. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, on a humorous thought, Ben, if you know why we would have a statue to Chuck Schumer, it would have his head hung down while he's reading. And you know why he has his head hang down? You'd hang your head over, too, if your cerebral cortex were 95% concrete. And I speak three languages, Howie, but I'd have a difficult time conversing with Mr. Schumer because I'm not fluent in cement.
Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. He went to Harvard, and he went to Harvard Law School. I looked him up the other day. His curriculum vitae. He graduated Harvard Law School, 74, but has never practiced a day in his life. He's never even been a public defender. He got immediately elected to the legislature, the assembly in New York, at the age of about 25, 26. Then he gets elected to Congress. Then he gets elected to the Senate. He has never once raised his snout out of the public trough in 50-plus years. He's right up there with Ed Markey. Ed Markey may have 2 years on him, but they're in the same league. Patricia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Howie. I wanted to comment on when you were saying that the Congress makes a career out of being in Congress instead of how it used to be a couple terms.
Yes.
And how ridiculous that is and outrageous, and they get four times the national average pay, all kinds of perks. They work like half the year.
No taxes either. No income taxes for the vast majority of them.
What? I never knew that. Oh my gosh.
If you're more than 50, if you live more than 50 miles from the Capitol, which is 99% of them or 95% of them, you get like a $130 a day write off. So that's why they never are out of session, Patricia, because it gives them a tax benefit every day they're in session.
That is absolutely outrageous. And then they get the different health care plan, better health care plan, and these asinine retirement plans. It's ridiculous. And we need to get back to what you said, because they also get full of themselves and get the nerve to rip up State of the Union speeches right behind the president.
Right. I know. And it's just as bad in the state legislatures, or most of them. You know, they defy the will of the people in Massachusetts on the referendum questions.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Funny front page in the New York Post today. On April 9th, Mr. Met, the guy, you know, that's the guy with the baseball over his head, the big giant baseball over his head. He's the mascot of the New York Mets. He got a hug. Mr. Met gave Zoran Mamdani, the Ugandan-born Muslim communist mayor of New York City, a hug. Do you know what's happened to the Mets since then? Jared, have you been following this? Do you follow baseball?
I have. They are having a rough go of it, shall we say.
10 in a row, L's, losses. As the New York Post says, curse of the Mambino.
Yeah, the Babylon Bee put out a headline, Mamdani demands that all teams playing against the Mets redistribute runs to them.
Amazons have lost 10 in a row since Mr. Met hugged Zoran. By the way, speaking of the Babylon Bee, the editor and owner of the Babylon Bee is going to be the keynote speaker at the Republican State Convention in Worcester this weekend. So that should be interesting. And I have already taped a greeting of, but runs about 2 minutes, in which I went over many of the poll question options today about whoever you're going to vote for in the as a delegate to get the 15% to get onto the statewide ballot. Whoever wins the primary, you got to vote for him because there's so many things that Mara Healey has done. And I was just doing it off the top of my head, and I even when I was making the tape for the. For the welcome to the convention. I forgot the legislative audit. Shame on me. The legislative audit. I mean, and again, it may be on the ballot this year, a tax cut from 5% to 4%. And guess what? You want my prediction? My ironclad prediction? If it passes, and it will, they'll ignore it. The legislature will ignore it. 844-500-4242. Let me explain to you a little bit about that no taxes for members of Congress. You know how in the Cold War, the U.S. and the Soviet Union, both countries had nuclear weapons, and both of them had ways to deliver the nuclear weapons. So neither side could use the nuclear weapons. It was called Mutual Assured Destruction, MAD. Well, in the legislative branches of the United States, federal and state, you have mutual assured destruction. Congress has the right to impose federal tax legislation saying that members of state legislatures also don't have to pay any taxes if they live more than 50 miles away. That's only about a third of Massachusetts, but in bigger states, it's most of the members of the legislature. That's Congress's loaded gun against the legislatures. The legislatures have redistricting. They can redistrict anyone they want, as they're showing in Virginia today, and with their gerrymandering, as they show in Massachusetts, as they show in all the New England states, as they show in most of the blue states, they're gerrymandering Republicans out of the state congressional delegations. It used to be, you know, if you stepped out of line and you were a jerk in either party, they'd get rid of you. Now it's only Democrats that Democrats get rid of Republicans, and Republicans respond in kind in a few places like Texas, but they don't do it nearly as heavily as the Democrats do. Look at Illinois. They had like 38% of the population voted for Donald Trump in 2024. They have 11% of the congressional delegation. 844-500-4242. Mrs. Met was there too. I didn't even know there was a Mrs. Met, but now that you mention it, there she is. I'm holding up the front page again.
Is she in a burka?
She's got something brown on the top of her head. I think it's supposed to be hair, though. I don't know. Ugh, God, what a mistake they made, those fools, to vote for him. 844-500-4242. Alan Dershowitz is becoming a Republican. It's in the Wall Street Journal today. He says he's a lifelong Democrat. He's been a Democrat for 67 years. 67 years. I can count on one hand the number of Republicans I've ever supported for any office. I still disagree strongly with the GOP on abortion, separation of church and state, immigration, health care, and taxes, among other things. But I've decided to bite the bullet and register as a Republican. This is Alan Dershowitz. The Democrat Party has become the most anti-Israel party in U.S. history. Last week, all but seven Senate Democrats voted for an arms embargo against the Jewish state. An avowed enemy of Israel, Abdul al-Sayed, is gaining ground in the Democrat campaign for U.S. Senator from Michigan. I believe the Democrat Party's hostility to Israel represents a deeper and more dangerous shift away from the center and toward a radical approach that is bad for America and the free world. So I intend to work hard to prevent the Democrats from gaining control of the House and the Senate. Until something changes, I will vote Republican for representative, senator, and president. He must be registered in Massachusetts, right? You could still, you know, the thing is, if I still was registered in Massachusetts, if it was still my legal domicile, I would still be unenrolled. But down here in Florida, if you want to vote in the primary, it's a closed primary state, so you got to be a member of one party or another, and I'm certainly not a Democrat. So I am now a registered Republican myself, but just because of the nature of the state laws, not by any particular desire to be a Republican. By registering as a Republican rather than an independent, maybe I can have some influence on moving some Republican policies towards the center. I've given up trying to change the Democrat Party. That's wise. Yes, you've once again proven your intelligence by giving up on trying to change the Democrats. If the Democrats pay a heavy electoral price, perhaps they'll wise up and move back to the center where I and others could rejoin it. I don't know if that is a realistic possibility, but it's worth a try. I'm going to say, no, it's not a realistic possibility. 844-500-4242. I'm going to play John Fetterman. He shares the same concerns about the Democrat Party as Alan Dershowitz. And he was asked if his party has an anti-Semitism problem. And guess whose name he brings up? Hint, he went to one of the most elitist prep schools in the United States and now has a Nazi tattoo on his chest. Cut 12.
Do you think that the left of your party, do you think that your party, I'll just amend my statement, do you think your party has a problem with anti-Semitism?
Sure, they're definitely. I mean, the guy that's going to win the primary in Maine has a Nazi tattoo on his chest, and Alan, that's no problem for a lot of voters. So I don't know why that's crazy. And now, I mean, we know he knew what that was. I mean, if you're back over 12, 13 years cheering about the death of Israeli soldiers, I mean, you clearly have a serious issue, and the left has a serious issue with anti-Semitism, and they're just palling around someone like Hassan Piker, you know, the guy that absolutely, I mean, he absolutely is proud to cheer for Hamas, loves Hamas. The Democrats are proud to stand with him and campaign with him, you know, like, you know, go ahead, try to win Pennsylvania, you know, and campaign around Hassan Piker saying, yeah, America deserved 9/11, or Hamas is 1,000% better than Israel, or I don't care about the rapes, and for all these other things. I mean, we have a serious problem with my party. So if I have to be the last man standing in the Democratic Party, I'm proud to stand with Israel.
How about Mamdani and his wife? The wife is almost as bad as Hassan Piker. And by the way, did you see the picture of Plattner making the, you know, with the salute? I won't call it a Nazi salute. It kind of looks like a Nazi salute. It looks a lot more like a Nazi salute than Elon Musk's that he got all that crap for. But, of course, nobody says anything about it. Just like Ilhan Omar, she says, oh, I'm not worth $30 million. I'm worth $100,000. It was just a rounding error, an accountant's error. And nobody, and nobody in regime-controlled media says boo about it, just like they don't say anything boo about her immigration fraud, about marrying her brother. Nobody says anything. Ilhan Omar gets a total pass. It's almost like she's a Haitian on Blue Hill Avenue with a 150-foot storefront, committing $7 million worth of food stamp fraud, and not a word in regime-controlled media about it. 844-500-4242. They used to say it's the economy, stupid. Now it's the immigration, stupid. I think they don't understand how happy people are that these fiends are being thrown out of the country. And they're not being thrown out fast enough. Boy, have I got so many sounders from over the weekend. We'll play them in the next hour. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Mainstream media just announced that for the first time ever, there are 50% more home sellers than home buyers in the U.S. Literally 630,000 more home sellers than there are buyers right now. What can you do in this moment to get your property noticed? What could be done with your property to set it apart from the masses? The answer is easy. Conduct a voluntary owner's auction with J.J. Manning. For over 50 years, the J.J. Manning auctioneers have successfully sold for individuals, families, trusts, estates, and businesses. A J.J. Manning auction creates a competitive bidding environment, allowing the market to quickly speak and allowing you to plan for your future. In a J.J. Manning auction, there are no negotiations. There are clear auction terms. Don't just list your property for sale because that's what your parents did. List with J.J. Manning for an auction and stand out from the pack. You sell as is and contingency free. You control the terms and you control the timeline. J.J. Manning has an auction for a Howie Grace listener coming up in Hanover, New Hampshire, in Hanover, Massachusetts. I keep saying Hanover, New Hampshire. In Hanover, Massachusetts, and just recently sold listener properties in Braintree, Massachusetts, Walpole, New Hampshire, and Claremont, New Hampshire. If you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, this is one that the listeners really love. Fresh-baked cookies, biscotti, lemon loaves, and more. Fabrizia imports lemons directly from Sicily to make their award-winning all-natural Fabrizio Limoncello. Then they use that very same limoncello to make each and every one of their products, from their family to yours. Salud! While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company for just $25. Customers will receive a digital code via email within 48 hours of purchase. This code can be redeemed at FabriziaLemonBakingCompany.com. Limit 3 per order. With us is one of the family members who runs Fabrizia, Phil Mastriani. Phil, what's going on at Fabrizia? This is one of our favorites. Patrice from Arlington was telling me how much she loves your products, and she was having a difficulty getting something. The service was great. She was taken care of on the phone. Everybody loves Fabrizia.
Oh, hey, that's great to hear. And also, if you were looking for my title, it's Chief Lemon Peeler Howie, just so we're clear about that. Okay?
Okay, not, Chief Lemon Peeler.
Yeah,
okay.
But no, things are going great. You know, it's springtime, which means it's limoncello spritz season. We're all about limoncello, as you know. And that's why we bake with it. And, you know, I was reflecting, this is going to be the last time you hear my voice, hopefully until Christmas, when I usually come on. But I know it's been a popular item, and we really love the entire Howie Carr audience. So we're here for one last go for Mother's Day.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is a perfect gift for Mother's Day. Mom will love all of these incredible sweets. They are so good. The cookies, the biscotti. My favorite, the lemon loaves. I can, as I get older, I can eat less and less of the lemon loaves, but I just like to have a little taste, Phil. You know, it's just so good.
What we're doing for Mother's Day, we're doing a raspberry theme, and we have a 1 pound raspberry limoncello swirled loaf. We've never even had it before. So that's right up your alley, as you know, Howie. I know you like the limoncello loaf. This one has some raspberries in it. And we also have limoncello raspberry sandwich cookies, all part of the Mother's Day box that's going to be up still for the next 2 weeks.
A sandwich cookie. Oh, man. It's really great. It's just so good. And those large lemon cookies, I mean, again, they're huge. They're huge.
Yeah, but still number one. That's still number one. And then the special thing we always do is on top of the Cheap Bastard deal, code Howie takes 20% off for all listeners. But the people that get the gift card, and I know they always sell out pretty quick, you're able to use the code Howie and take another 20% off the card that you already got for 50% off. So it's like a mega savings, but we have so much fun coming on the show. It's been a great way for us to promote our local small business. So thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you for coming on. And again, this is, we only have deals like with Fabrizio twice a year. So this will be your last chance until Christmas. And, prepare for Mother's Day and graduation. It's always good to have some really top-notch sweets on hand. And limoncellos, it's the way to go. Fabrizio Lemon Baking Company.com. Limit 3 per order. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And tell us about the limoncello. I mean, you can't get that with the gift card, but I know that's extremely popular and getting more so all the time. Where can people get the limoncello?
I was gonna say, thank you, Howie. With the weather finally coming around, if you go to FabrizioSpirits.com, you can find a place that you can buy our limoncello. We import almost a million lemons a year from one family in Sicily. We juice all those lemons and make a line of canned cocktails called the Fabrizi Italian Lemonade. We have a new limoncello spritz. You can find it at places like Market Basket, Shaw's, and, of course, local mom-and-pop places. You can get them all by putting in your zip code right at our website. So that's what we do with the, that's our spirits company, and that's sort of how we got started. But we're so crazy about lemons and limoncello, we started this bakery 6 years ago right at the distillery. And that's what you can use the gift card for. That's part of the deal, like you were pointing out.
And if you want to find out where to buy the limoncello or the limoncello-related products from Fabrizio, what's the web address again there, Phil?
It's FabriziaSpirits.com.
FabriziaSpirits.com. And it's,
that's right, .com. And there's a link from there to the bakery, so you can find both of them. And once again, we're about just over 20 employees based just north of Boston. Everything's made in the USA with ingredients from Italy. Thank you to you and all your listeners. It's been great being on the show. I'm going to miss you guys until we get to Christmas, but I'm not going to wish away summer just yet, being from Boston.
Well, it's great. I'm glad you guys have had such great success, and it's good to have a local business that's flourishing and that's gives back to the community and provides such a wonderful product too. Because this stuff is really, really good. So don't miss out on it. And again, even if the gift cards are sold out, or when you get the gift card, use code Howie at checkout, and you can take another 20% off. So this is a great deal, Phil. Salud!
Ciao,
ciao, baby. I'm Howie Carr.